Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining in. I just want to say thank God for tonight. We're having some telephone difficulties, but we're still going to go on with what God has appointed for us to do in this day and time. So what we're going to do is let you all know up front, our speaker is available, and she is ready to do what God has told her to do. This woman of God has a word in her belly that she will release to you, you and myself, and others. So we're just going to get prepared to do what she has prepared for us to do, and that's listen. Get your word, your paper, and your pencils so you can be prepared to take notes. And if we are able to, we will open up the lines later so that you all will be able to make comments. So what I'm going to do at this time is give it over to Minister Margot. She has someone that will lead us in prayer tonight, and we're going to do we're going to release our spirit to God and let God have his way. Mm-hmm. Can we get an amen? Amen.
Amen.
So what we're going to do at this time, Minister Margot, is let you have your way. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Minister Renee. I just thank God for the opportunity again to be part of this platform. And I'm having a little problem with my throat tonight, but I'm going forward, believing God to make the way. Yeah. And I've asked my sister, Toni Montgomery, who is, I would say, just a saint of God who loves him and is always ready to do what he needs to have done. So she's going to lead us in prayer, and you have no time limit. Toni, just go as God leads you, and then I will continue. Thank you, Mike.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful and just awed by just having this opportunity to pray for my sister, but to be part of this great ministry. And so we are just continuing to just ask God to have his way tonight, to bind the hand of the enemy. And so I'm going to pray using one of the names of God. God has over 100 names, and we're going to pray using the name of God, the God of my life, El Heye. And that is referenced in Psalms 42:8. I'm using the New International Version. And that scripture reads, by day the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life, El Heye. Oh, El Heye, we adore you. By night, you direct your love, and by day you direct your love, and by night your song is with us. You are the God of our lives, and we adore you. You direct our steps according to your will and desire. You cause us to walk on firm footing. When it is dark, you light the way and give comfort. At times when we cannot see the beauty stretching out before us because our eyes are dulled by darkness. But in those times, oh God, you ask us to have faith in you, to cling to your word, that when the sun rises, we can see the greatness of your goodness in our lives. Oh, El Heye.
Yes.
We praise you. We confess that you know that we have questioned more than we should have. We confess in when we don't trust the means you are using in our lives. We have doubted your heart when we couldn't see your hands or when your way seemed confusing to us. Forgive us for not resting in your name, El Heye, the God of our life, and for trying to be in charge of our own lives. Oh, God, forgive us. Pardon our impudent spirit, oh, God. and forgive us, for we forget who we are and who you are. L-A-A, we thank you for truly being the God of our lives. We know that you know best, and you know us better than anyone else knows us. What more, you are authentic in your care. You have no hidden motive for uncovering who we are. So thank you for your love. So real, your love so kind, your love so deep. Thank you, Hey, for guiding us and directing our steps. We thank you for being the God of our lives, for speaking to us when we seek you and your way. We thank you for just being our God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yes,
God. We praise you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We ask you, Lord God, to be the God of Margot's life.
Yes, God.
By being very close to her. Open our ears so she might hear. Soften our heart to discern your spirit. Help her eyes to recognize when you are weaving something new in her life, like this opportunity to minister to your people. Oh, hallelujah. Turn her frustration and her anger away from the people who seem to be obstacles in her life.
Yes, God.
El-Heye, and help her to remember you are sovereign.
Yes.
Nothing happens to her that doesn't first pass through your hands, oh God.
Yes, God.
Kings see you and they bow down. We pray you.
Yes.
We pray that every moment she will honor you,
yes,
and
God,
live in the same spirit of humility before,
yes,
the God who knows what steps she should take and who guides her. Lord, for just this time, that you might bind the hands of the evil one that wants to keep this message from moving forward.
Yes.
Or we just ask that you open, Lord God, our spirit, that we might be in peace and that we might hear that word, Lord, that will just edify us and to help us, Lord, be on the battlefield. We just ask that you empower her, that you,
yes,
give her, Lord God, the power and the love and a sound mind of a soldier fighting for you. We just ask, God, that you just continue to pour into her life, that you, Lord God, will make, Lord, yourself known. And everyone that's on this line and those that desire to get online, God, we just ask that you, Lord, pour into their lives tonight, that they might know that you are their God, El-Heye. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen. Amen.
To Minister Montgomery. Another MM.
Another MM.
Thank you, God. As I was preparing for this broadcast tonight, I found myself in a battle. The enemy attacked me full on. He began by getting me confused about the date. I somehow thought my session was next Monday, and I had another week to prepare. Late Friday night, I was informed. I already had the birthday blues and doubts about my abilities and relevance had begun entering my mind. Finally, he pulled out the big gun and started making me question why I felt in any way qualified to speak on behalf of God. Ain't nobody, with no talent, no title, no credential. Basically, he started beating me down about my past and my present. I prayed, I cried, And I finally, though he tried to discourage me for over an hour and a half this morning, I reached out to my sister Tony, and I asked her to pray for me. She reminded me that God wanted to speak through me. God wanted to use me. It was not my words or thoughts, but I needed to allow God to work through me. She advised me that the battle I was fighting was my message. Someone needed to hear about this. The enemy didn't want someone to hear that no matter by what method or means we are attacked, God is our refuge. Our Father is our refuge in the time of trouble and fear. The unrest may be in our communities, our homes, or even our minds.
All right.
But God is the answer.
Mm.
As Tony prayed, I started saying, if I can't do anything else, I can praise God. If I can't do anything else, I can trust God. If I can't do anything else, I can count on Him.
Yeah.
Hear me, saints of God. I started praising God. Worshiping God.
Yeah.
I started crying out to Him.
Yeah.
I started speaking in my prayer language. And that spirit of failure, fear, doubt, and shame lifted off of me. My sister spoke God's word to me.
Yeah.
In 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and that's God, and of love, that's fear, and of a sound mind, that's through the Holy Spirit.
Glory to God.
I praise God that I have a saved sister,
mm-hmm.
a seasoned woman of God.
Yeah.
That knows there's always one source that we can consistently reference. There's always one source that will never let us down. There's always one source that has a never-ending supply. That source is the Word of God. The unwavering, undisputed Word of God. So, saints of God, I found myself back at the place God had been leading me to all weekend. The importance of the words we said. God has taught me some valuable lessons as I established myself firmly in His ministry. First, God is not going to ask us to do something that is easy. Whatever He has asked you to do, no matter what it is, the enemy will wage war against you. But remember, the battle is the Lord.
Mm.
Any of our souls will try anything to stop the progress of God's kingdom.
Yeah.
But we must know when to reach out and ask for help. We must ask for prayer. We must know and have someone we can call on that can get a prayer through. Someone who knows the word and lives the word to help remind us to speak God's word over our own lives, over our own circumstances. God gives us other saints to redirect us out of our feelings back to His word, to pray with us, to refocus us on God's word. As David did in Psalm 61 when his heart was troubled. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Hallelujah.
God's word is where we can find strength and power when we need it to stand strong in the battle for our souls, the souls of our loved ones, and all those God places in our path as we journey through life. We must remember to read His word daily and speak His word often. As in 2 Thessalonians 3:3, but the Lord is faithful. No matter what we face, confusion, uncertainty, doubt, discouragement, or disappointment, there is a word from the Lord.
Glory to God.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's Isaiah 41:10. God's word is always there. Full of power and healing and strength for each of us.
Yeah.
Also, God is teaching me that it's not my words he wants me to promote, but his words.
Yeah.
He spoke everything into existence. He created words. God wants us to worship him. He wants us to use the words he created to communicate with him.
Yeah.
He wants our first words each day, the day that he made for us, to be in worship to him, our Father God.
Yeah.
He wants to walk with us and talk with us throughout each day. He wants us to sing songs to him, to spend time with him. God wants an intimate communion with us.
Well,
there's nothing we cannot talk to him about. Our deepest fears and our wildest desires. God is available. He longs to listen to our hearts. God wants our last words each night to be in worship and thanks to him. He wants us to give him all the glory. Everything we experience is because of his loving kindness and tender mercy. God is teaching me all over again to put my total trust in him, to believe his word and not doubt, to be confident in him. God wants us to stand strong in him and in his word. And as we read in Psalm 119:89, forever our Lord, thy word is settled in heaven.
In heaven.
New International Version reads, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Amplified Bible reads, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven, standing firm and unchangeable.
Yeah.
If I leave you tonight with one last thought, know the battle we are in is intensifying. The enemy has heightened the level of chaos, hate, and fear all around us. But we must not faint. And if we become fatigued in battle, as I was, call for reinforcement. Don't allow the enemy to isolate you, to make you feel like you're alone. Call on the prayer warriors. If the first one you call is busy, call another one.
Come on.
You don't even have to say what's wrong. Just ask for prayer.
That's it.
The saints of God will call out to our Father on your behalf.
Jesus
will come in and drive the enemy out. God's word is there for us. As in Hebrews 4:12, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life, that is the soul, and the immortal spirit, and the joints in the marrow of the deepest part of our nature. Exposing and shifting and analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. That's the Amplified Bible, and I love reading the
Amen.
God's word is above all. His word will never fail. We are blessed to have God's word. And basic technology, we have many versions of the word to read and to study and on which to meditate. I encourage you, as I encourage myself, to designate a specific time to study the word each day. There will be a great reward in and bountiful blessings for purposeful study of the word. So let's look again at his word.
Yes.
John 14, the 27th verse in the Amplified Version. And it says, I have it here, peace I leave with you.
Yes.
My perfect peace I give you. Not as the world gives you, do I give. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength in every challenge. As I was preparing another topic, I came across a quote that I'd like to share with you, each of you, and it says, this is Jesus' word to you today about your call to ministry. By the grace of God, you have been healed, restored, and enabled to live out God's call on your life.
Yes.
Remember, beloved, God has a call on each of our lives. There is something only we can do for the kingdom. Remember, someone is waiting for you to push through your fear so they can be blessed.
Well, yes.
Someone in God's kingdom is waiting for your obedience to God's call on your life. And if we look one more time at the word, the Amplified Version of 1 Peter 5 and 7. Casting all your care, all your anxiety, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares about you. Deepest affection, and he watches over you very carefully. Let's look to God. Father, I thank you for allowing me to speak to you. I thank you for making their hearts and minds receptive and willing to hear and accept this word from you. Thank you for lifting the burdens and the worries from me. And I ask you to touch each heart and mind and allow them to be lifted. Allow them to be set free by your word.
Yeah.
I declare it to be so in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Power. Mine.
Expecting your hand.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the word on tonight, God. We thank you for that word that you put in that woman's belly that she was shared with us on tonight. God, I just thank you for everything that you're doing with this woman of God, encouraging her, sending reinforcements to her, letting her have the ability and the knowledge to say, I need someone to reach the throne for me and for me. I need to touch someone that's going to touch God's heart on my behalf. God, I thank you for just the ability to know when you say, I won't give up. I won't give in. I won't let go. God, you said you're going to walk with me. You're going to talk to me. God, I told you, if you said, tell me what to say, I'll say it. If you show me where to go, I'll go. But God, would I get this encouraged? God, just to let me know that I have someone I can reach out to. God, that's awesome. That's awesome, especially when it's someone I know that loves me and loves me for real. They love me enough to say what God has told them to say. I told you before, and I'll tell you again, yes, you are the one. You are the one. When you have someone you can reach out to that's going to speak life into you and then go to the word and pray life on you. Now, that's awesome. That's awesome. God, I want to thank you for this woman of God on tonight. I'm going to get, because like I said earlier to Apostle Elect, and I said to Minister Margo, we're not going to give room to the devil. We're going to beat him upside his head.
I'm going to ask Apostle Elect, are you on the line? And if so, are the lines open?
The lines are open.
You see what I'm talking about? When you go forth and do what God told you to do, you will beat the devil upside his head. We won't leave no room to the devil. So at that time, this time, the lines are open. If any and everyone want to say something, this is the time to speak to the woman of God, encourage her, and just touch and agree with her with what the word said on tonight. Go ahead.
Amen, amen. This is Cecilia. I thank you, Minister Margot. I thank you, Minister Renee. I thank you, Elder Tony, just for you all obeying God. I thank God for the power of the intercessor and for us knowing that when you're going through spiritual warfare, call for the intercessor, that person that will intervene on your behalf and encourage you. They can become that go-between for you. They can become that honest broker for you. They can become that reconciler for you. They can become that petitioner for you, that peacemaker for you. And when it's all said and done, the word of God shall not return unto him void. So to have a sister as Elder Tony that was willing to just pray and intercede for you, my. I think it was, last week when the enemy attacked me, I called for my son, and he prayed for me. And then I had another attack, and then I called for Minister Sylvia, and she prayed for me. And so just to know that, like you said, Minister Margo, call for another and another and another, because one could chase 1,000, but two could chase 10,000 chase. And you never know because of the power of the word that's on your life from your grandmother and your great-grandmother and your mother and your father. Word that's in your belly. The enemy wants to shut it up and shut it down, but I thank God that you said, nope, it's not going to work. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Apostle-elect Cecilia, for those words. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight?
I'll just want to thank the Lord for just hearing just such a powerful word that I agree with Cecilia, Minister Cecilia, that all is, should I say apostolic elect, that God has orchestrated this time, that he puts people in your life. And in the scripture, it talks about iron sharpening iron. It was my turn today, but it'll be her turn tomorrow. You know, we need each other. God put us he put us in relationships. He's a God of relationships. He wants us to have koinonia. He desires to be intimately involved in our lives. And he will not let the enemy take us over. And so he will put, he will lift up that standard. He will send somebody to fight for you and fight with you. Like Jonathan did with David when Saul was trying to kill him. He will take care of his. So his message will get out. And so I just thank the Lord for Margo just receiving it, and then believing, having that faith, and then walking in what she knows about his character. Not walking in what she was, but walking in his character, understanding that he didn't send her to, he didn't give her this to do on her own. He did it so he could do it. And so we are just so thankful that it was just, I got a whole page of notes, just everything, you know. he would lead us to the rock, Psalm 66. Oh, my goodness, God, that he is a faithful God.
Yeah.
Thessalonians 3:3. That, my goodness, that he's a God full of power in Isaiah 41.
Yeah.
What kind of God do we serve, y'all?
Hallelujah.
He's that kind of God. There is no, there's no one in him. There's no limit in him. He is everything that we need. He is Alpha and Omega. He is everything that we need. And he's mighty in battle. He don't lose no fight. You messing with me, I'm going to call on my big brother. He's going to get you.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
So we're just so thankful that your ministry is so strong that it continues to do what God sent it to do. As Cecilia said, he sent the word out not for it to come back void. And
that's
so
it.
We get to reap from the benefit of what he has given you today so we can be stronger in our faith. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else would like to have some words on tonight?
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. I just want to thank Minister Margot McCoy for them beautiful words, the encouragement. You have really fed us some good nutrition of the Spirit of the Lord. I just want to say thank you, because that was a good feeding, a blessing feeding, and a most needed one. I just want to say thank you, and don't stop. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. Thank you for those words. Is there anyone else on the line tonight that would like to speak into the woman of God's life? Well, Margot, this is Renee, Minister Sylvia. I want to say I thank God for you. I thank God for the strong hold that he has on your life. I thank God for the surrendering spirit that you are allowing him to operate with. I thank God that you said, I don't care what's going on. I'm going to continue on. I'm ready. You know, I love this song by Isabel Davis. And she said, let all the other names fade away. And tell them only you. I love that song. That she just says, let all the other names fade away. And tell there's only you. Because people will try to hold on to exes. People will try to hold on to presents. People will try to hold on to situations. People will try to hold on to some ifs, some don'ts, some won'ts, or some maybes, or what would they. People will try to hold on to that. But I thank you for holding on to God's word. Well, you said, I will call, like Apostle Elect said, for the intercessor. I will call for someone that can get a word through to God. I will call on someone that God has set here that I know love me. That's not going to play with me. They're going to pray with me. That's not going to pray on me. They're going to pray on the word for me. They're going to pray the word back into my life. I thank God. For this bloodline, I thank God for what he's doing. I thank God, Margo, you said, for your past. In order to have a testimony, you must have a past to speak of. In order to have a testimony, you must have a present to say what he brought you to. So when he try to bring up your past, don't think Apostle Elect don't have a past. Don't think Minister Sheila don't have a past. Don't think Minister Sylvia don't have a past. Don't think Minister Tony don't have a past. Don't you believe not neither one of us that's associated with this ministry don't have a past. But you know what else we have a past to? If we keep doing what God said, we have a past of having our name written in the Lamb Book of Life. I'm saying, God, I just want to pass through. I want to pass through. When you tell me, well done, my good and faithful servant. Then you said in your word tonight, he's not going to ask us to do nothing that's not easy.
Amen.
Oh, my God. A minister, I'm sorry, Apostle Elect Cecilia tells me all the time, Renee, God is faithful. God is faithful. She always say, you know what, just call on God. Do what God told you to do. Don't worry about nobody else because, see, other people going to always find fault or something in what you done because they wonder why it wasn't them. Did you hear what I said? Why wouldn't them? Why they name wouldn't call? But see, I tell anybody all the time, don't get mad at me or this ministry. Minister Tony, Elder Tony talked about it. It says this program is called Iron Sharpening Iron. That's what this program is called. And God called who he wanted to be a part of this. If you have a problem with anything going on with Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, take it to God. You can find it from Genesis to Revelation. Take it
to God.
Because, see, my thing is, I said, God, why me? You know what I've done. You know what I've said. You know where I've been. God, why me? And God told me, only you keeping yourself there. Come on. So I'm sharing that with you to say that you're not the only one that has walked in the past. We're going to concentrate on the future because our future lies within the Lord. Elder Tony, I thank you for, what's that name you said? Ella. Okay.
L-E-L-A-L-E.
Hold on. I'm writing it down. Spell it one more time.
Capital E-L. Capital H-A-Y.
H-A-Y.
A-Y.
Y-A-Y.
It's a Hebrew word.
Yes. The God of my life.
Yes.
Oh, my
That's
God.
That's right. God of my life.
Yes. The God of my life.
My life.
I thank God for that because I learned something new on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something that's going to help me because the woman of God said to try to beat me down with my past. You ain't the only one thought like that.
Amen.
But then the next woman of God that came up and said, because I'm going to pray tonight about the God of my life. God, I thank you for your word.
Oh, yes.
I thank you that our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And just on tonight, I got to add it unto you, all these things. He's going to add on the forgiveness of my past.
Hey!
He's going to add on the forgetfulness of my past.
Hey!
He's going to remind me that he's added on, he threw it into the sea of forgetfulness, to remember no more. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you.
And I thank God for Minister Sheila being on the line.
Amen.
I thank God for Apostle Elect being on the line. I thank God for Elder Tony being available, not just to pray for you, but to even stand in the gap with you on the line, to give you the re-encouragement, to give you the strength and the power to join along with you, because a lot of times people don't have time when you call them. They be busy.
Mm-hmm.
Or they act like they're busy. They don't have the time. And that's such a power. That's such a powerful message to share with us on tonight. I'm only talking because other people weren't in a position to talk, but we just want to give God the victory because of, we know that the little trials we had on the night, the enemy didn't want it to go through, but I thank God for his will, it's a way.
Oh, yes, it is.
Amen.
If you trust him and he'll trust you and he'll tell you, if you're willing to do what I told you to do, I'm going to help you get my word too.
Come on.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, so I thank you. Both of you all for being a part of our ministry. It's something that God is doing where it's not just when he said it's a shift, as an apostle said earlier, because of our great-grandmother and our grandmother and our mothers and our fathers and our aunties and our uncles, because of what we did when we were children. Me and Cecilia used to look up to the Dickens singers, and because you girls were faithful, And doing that, God is giving out his latter-day reward. Oh, my God. God, I thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I was telling a young lady the other day, she was talking about where we grew up at. I said, you know what? I had to laugh. I said, because a lot of people don't know, but we are products of Inglewood. Come on. She said, but you come from the west side. I said, yeah, but I was born in Inglewood.
That's right.
We come off of 66 of Green Street, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
I said, but we was raised up in the part of the west side called Terrytown.
Mm-hmm.
I say, so I guess to look back on what we come from and what we come through, God had prepared us back then for the day of now.
Yes. Thank
God. Yes. Mm-hmm. I thank God for the shift that he has put in our spirit, because we've been in a shift all our life and didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Didn't even know we was in the shift all our life.
Didn't know.
Praise God.
And I thank God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give our announcements now, and I'm going to let either Margot or she want to appoint Tony to close us out in prayer, and I'm just going to be blessed with the word I have heard on tonight. And
amen.
I'm going to be praising the God of my life on tonight. So, yes. So I just want you all to know I thank you all for joining in on tonight, this Monday night. We are here every Monday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
This Monday coming up is the fourth Monday of the month. And I, myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, will be the guest speaker for Monday Night Ministries. So if you all are not doing nothing next Monday, please tune in, and we're going to hear what the Lord has for us on that night. We're part of this ministry, Iron Sharpening Iron, Smile 3E, along with Blog Talk Radio. We're also a part of this ministry that's presented every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with our speaker, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon Kaiser. We're also here on Friday nights as well as Facebook Live with me. It will be this Friday coming up will be Prophet Antoine Thomas. We shift Fridays where we do every other Friday. This Friday is his program, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Blog Talk Radio, as well as Facebook Live. It is 10 Central Time, Eastern Time on the program. Please tune in. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And I hope you all were blessed with the word on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I just pray that everyone that has ears, let them hear what the word said. If you have a heart that's after God, pounding for God, receive what the word was saying on tonight. Let it meditate in your heart, your mind also. And I'm just asking you to pray on tonight and ask God to give you angels to minister to you while you're sleeping, while you're getting your heavenly rest on this earth. And with that being said, know this, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, Minister Tony, Minister Margot, who's ever going to pray us out on tonight, please.
Whatever you say, Margot.
Well, before we meet tonight, I would like Tony to pray. I just want to say that God has blessed. The enemy did try to attack my throat. It's or it's paining me even now, but I believe in God for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And know that the enemy cannot win. He has already lost the battle. He lost the battle on tonight, and God has victory. And we just thank God for his blessings. And I want to thank my sister Lynn and my cousins for this opportunity and coming to close us out. But I appreciate it.
I need oh, I need thee.
Yeah.
Every hour I need thee.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me now, I come to thee.
Yeah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we just call on your name. We thank you, Daddy, for dwelling with us. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your word. We thank you for encouragement in the dark time. We thank you, El Hezron, for being our God. Oh, how we praise you, how we lift you up, how we glorify you. But we thank you for answered prayer. For when we laid out and we came crying, God, we need help. What you did was you sent your spirit to deliver us. And we thank you right now. We bless your name, for you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. We just thank you, oh God of our lives. We thank you. We ask, God, that you continue to bless this ministry and you let it multiply. Lord God, that you send out and send forth your word that will come, Lord God, to bless your people. You see iron sharpening up. You know what mile three E is supposed to do. We know, Lord God, that you have purposed this ministry in this time of history, Lord, to do your work. And we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for each, Lord God, ministry. We thank you for Apostle Elect. We thank you for Minister Renee. We thank you for Minister Sheila. We thank you, Lord, for Minister Margo. We thank you, Lord, for your battling women of God that you called in this last and evil day to lift up the word of God, that you would give them, Lord, power beyond their imagination. We ask, God, that you sweet peace, that you provide for them, Lord God, what they stand in need of. It might be financial, it might be spiritual, physical. Lord God, whatever it might be, we ask, Lord, that you meet them at that point of need. You know, Lord God, your people. And we just ask that you just continue to have your way. Bless, deliver, and make whole those that are sick, Lord. You know, you see our family, Lord. You know what we have gone through. We ask, Lord, that you heal the broken heart and you mend them up, oh God. We ask that you go, Lord, through the valleys, Lord God, to the mountaintop, Lord. We ask that you deal, Lord, with this confusion and this fear. We ask, God, you said that when Satan would come in like a flood, that you would set up a standard. Lord, we ask that you rise the church up. It is the church, Lord, that is in need. We know that you'll do whatever it takes to get our attention. My people, you said my people who call. We your people, oh God. So wake up the church, Lord, that the church will go back to their first love, that they will go back to back to fasting, they will go back to praying, Lord God, that you would send a revival to wake up your people, that, Lord, we will be found faithful, Lord, in this last and evil day. So we thank you, Daddy. We ask that you bless, and we'll be careful to give your name praise. These things we ask, without doubt, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you all for listening. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Good night.